How Christ's prayer was answered. Christ's agony did not cease, but his depression and discouragement left him. The storm had not abated, but he was strengthened to meet its fury. A heavenly peace rested on his blood-stained face. He had borne that which no human being could ever bear, for he had tasted the sufferings of death for every man. The sleeping disciples, suddenly awakened, saw the angel. They heard his voice speaking words of comfort and hope to the Savior. Now they had no further fear for their master, he was under the care of God. Again the disciples yielded to the strange stupor that overpowered them, and again Jesus found them sleeping. Looking sorrowfully on them, Jesus said, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." Even as he spoke, he heard the footsteps of the mob in search of him, and said, "Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me." No traces of his recent agony were visible as Jesus stepped forth to meet his betrayer. "Whom seek ye?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I am he." As these words were spoken, the angel who had ministered to Jesus moved between him and the mob. A divine light illuminated the Savior's face. In the presence of this divine glory, the murderous throng staggered back. Even Judas fell to the ground. The angel withdrew, and the light faded away. Jesus had opportunity to escape, but he remained in the midst of that hardened band, now prostrate and helpless at his feet. But quickly the scene changed. The Roman soldiers, the priests, and Judas gathered about Christ, fearful that he would escape. They had had evidence that he who stood before them was the Son of God, but they would not be convinced. To the question, "Whom seek ye?" again they answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." The Savior then said, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way," pointing to the disciples. For them he was ready to sacrifice himself. Judas the betrayer did not forget the part he was to act. To the pursuers of Jesus he had given a sign, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast." Now, coming close to Jesus, he took his hand as a familiar friend. With the words, "Hail, Master," he kissed him repeatedly, and appeared to weep as if in sympathy with him in his peril. Jesus said, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" His voice trembling with sorrow, he added, "Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" This appeal should have aroused the conscience of the betrayer, but honor and human tenderness had forsaken him. He had given himself up to Satan and had no power to resist him. Jesus did not refuse the traitor's kiss. The mob now laid hold of Jesus, and proceeded to bind those hands that had ever been employed in doing good. The disciples were disappointed and indignant as they saw the cords brought forward to bind the hands of him whom they loved. Peter in anger drew his sword and cut off an ear of the high priest's servant. When Jesus saw what was done, he released his hands, though held firmly by the Roman soldiers, and saying, "Suffer ye thus far," he touched the wounded ear, and it was instantly made whole. He then said to Peter, "Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? A legion in place of each disciple." Oh, why, the disciples thought, does he not save himself and us? Answering their unspoken thought, he added, "But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" The wily priests and elders had joined the temple police and rabble in following Judas to Gethsemane. What a company for those dignitaries to unite with, a mob armed with all kinds of implements, as if in pursuit of a wild beast. Turning to the priests and elders, Christ spoke words they would never forget, "You come out against me with swords and staves as you would against a thief or a robber. Day by day I sat teaching in the temple. You had every opportunity of laying hands on me, and you did nothing. The night is better suited to your work. This is your hour, and the power of darkness. The disciples were terrified as they saw Jesus permit himself to be taken and bound. They were offended that he should suffer this humiliation to himself and them. They could not understand his conduct, and they blamed him for submitting. In their indignation and fear, Peter proposed that they save themselves. Following this suggestion, they all forsook him, and fled.